This is a reading from Sri Chinmoy's book, Gratitude. In addition to our bad qualities, each human being has many, many good qualities. The most important and most significant good quality in our human life is gratitude. Unfortunately, that good quality we somehow manage not to express, either in our thoughts or in our actions. Right from the beginning of our life, we have somehow learned not to express it. So we have the least amount of the very thing that we need most in order to become a better person. The things that most deserve our gratitude, we just take for granted. Without air, we cannot live for more than a minute or two. Every day we are breathing in and breathing out, but do we ever feel gratitude to the air? If we do not drink water, we cannot survive. Even our body is composed to a large extent of water, but do we give any value to water? Every morning when we open our eyes, we see the sun offering us light and life energy, which we badly need. But are we grateful to the sun? On the contrary, when the sun is too bright, we get mad and complain that it is bothering us. The sun is like the mother who gives food to the child so that he can remain alive on earth. But the child quite often gets annoyed at the mother for bothering him. In India, we have many gods and goddesses, and even a particular god to whom we offer gratitude. The Western world has many saints, but do we offer these gods or these saints our gratitude? Every day there are so many people to whom we should offer gratitude. Someone did me this favor. Someone else did me that favor. There is no end to the number of individuals to whom we have to offer our gratitude. If we try to offer gratitude to each individual, it becomes impossible. But no individual created himself. We were all created by God. He is our source. So if we are not able to offer gratitude to everyone who deserves it from us, we can at least offer gratitude to the source. A tree has many branches and countless leaves, flowers and fruits. If we try to offer our gratitude to the millions of leaves, people will say, "You are a fool." We will get tired just counting the branches, not to speak of the leaves and flowers and fruits. But the tree came from a tiny seed, and the source of that seed is God. He is the source of everything in the creation. So, if we offer our gratitude to the source, we are doing the right thing. From our early morning prayer and our meditation, we receive good thoughts. Some people will have hundreds of good thoughts. For them to try to offer gratitude to each thought would be ridiculous, because they have to go to work, they have to do this, they have to do that. We know that if we can offer gratitude to anything good that comes to us early in the morning, then many good things will happen in our life. We will do good things for others, and they will do good things for us. So how can we offer gratitude to our good thoughts? It is by offering gratitude to their source, for he is the one who has come to us in the form of good thoughts. Everything that comes to us in the form of goodness comes from God. Of course, if we do have the opportunity to offer gratitude to a particular individual, wonderful. But even then, what we are really doing is offering gratitude to the source. Let us say that you do me a favor and I offer you my gratitude. At that time, I am actually offering my gratitude to the inner pilot, the source in you, who is in you, in me, in the entire creation. Outwardly, we should try to offer as much gratitude as we can to those who are inwardly or outwardly helping us. I am not saying that we should not offer gratitude to someone if he does something good for us, far from it. But if we do not have the time to offer our gratitude to everyone who does something for us, God will not blame us. If we cannot offer gratitude to someone individually, no harm. But we have to offer gratitude to the one who has inspired the creation in the form of this or that human being. To him we have to offer gratitude. We may not have time to offer our gratitude to the entire creation, but we do have time to offer gratitude to God inside us. If you have cheerfulness, you will make progress. And when you make progress, then your gratitude heart expands. This is absolutely true. But when you want to see the capacity of gratitude and the capacity of cheerfulness, it is gratitude that is all-powerful. Gratitude has the power of all the oceans put together, whereas cheerfulness has the power of 10 or 12 drops. Gratitude is unparalleled in God's creation, both in heaven and on earth. Again, there are many ways to develop gratitude power, and cheerfulness is one of the ways. It is one of the strong ways to conquer frustration, depression, anxiety, worries, and other negative qualities. It is a great help, and from this help we can develop gratitude power. Aspiration and gratitude are both inseparable. They are like the obverse and the reverse of the same coin. Aspiration takes us high, higher than the highest, and gratitude takes us to the vaster than the vastest. The aspiration bird and the gratitude bird are the same. When it spreads its wings, it is gratitude, and when it flies up, it is aspiration. But it is the same bird, the same inseparable reality. Everyone has receptivity, but this receptivity can always be enlarged. Receptivity is something elastic. It can be expanded like an elastic band through the Master's grace. The best way to increase your receptivity is to be like a child. If the mother says to the child, "This is good," the child has no time to think it is bad. No matter how advanced you are in the spiritual life, you can make the fastest progress by having a childlike attitude, a sincere and genuine childlike feeling. Then, if you want to increase your receptivity, each day before you meditate, offer your deepest gratitude to the Supreme. This is the easiest and most effective way to increase receptivity. Because you are aspiring, you have become something. Then, tomorrow, if you have maintained your aspiration, you will go one step further. You never stand in the same place in the spiritual life. Either you go forward or you go backward. If you have aspiration, then you do go forward. If you have desire, if you lead the life of desire, then you go backward. So if you have lived the life of aspiration today, then naturally tomorrow you will be one step ahead. Once you are one step ahead, you have every right and every reason to offer your gratitude to the Supreme. Each time you offer gratitude, you again go forward. And when you go forward, automatically your receptivity increases. Receptivity means what? It means progress. The more you receive, the more you can make progress in the inner world. Again, the more you receive, the more you have the capacity to receive. Every morning and every evening, for at least 5 minutes, please shed gratitude tears. First, you have to enter into your heart. Then you have to feel that you have no mind. You have no eyes, no arms, no legs. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No, you have only one thing, the heart, as your possession. Then you have to feel that you yourself have become that very possession. It is not that you have something inside you which you call the heart. You are the heart itself. While you are the heart, you will become the doer and the seer at the same time. What you are doing, you will observe. For 5 minutes, you will shed gratitude tears in the morning and again in the evening. If you can offer gratitude tears from your heart, when you have become the heart itself, then everything that you have gained, everything inspiring, aspiring, illumining and fulfilling, you will be able to keep intact. You are not going to lose anything. On the contrary, all the divine joy and other qualities that you have received, you will be able to increase in abundant measure. A gratitude heart always receives infinitely more of God's bounty.